Well, Mr. Peterson, now that we've all but composted this hour, what are we going to finish with our final segment here?
Oh, you know, there's always tons more than we have time for. Let's finish up with composting.
Okay.
Actual thermophilic composting. So when people talk about composting, they mean thermophilic or hot composting. The biggest challenge with hot composting is building a system of collection where you get enough greens, that's your nitrogen, and enough browns, that's your carbon, to get a good mix. And it's generally thought 30 to 40% greens and 60 to 70% browns mixed together in a compost bin is what's going to get you the heat. So when I first start a bin here at the Urban Farm, I'm putting a layer of woody mulch at the bottom. I'm a huge proponent. You guys have heard me screaming about woody mulch. There's a great website out there called chipdrop.com that will coordinate with you and a tree service. Just know if you get woody mulch from Chipdrop, you're going to get 20 or 30 cubic yards. That's a lot of material. So what I do is I have a couple neighbors actually that they'll get a drop and I'll go harvest some of the woody mulch. So my carbons here at the Urban Farm are woody mulch, leaves from last year, some dried grass clippings. When grass clippings are green, they're a green. When they're dried out, they're a brown. So remember, greens are nitrogen, browns are carbon, and we need, let's just for the sake of argument, call it 30-70. You need 30% greens, 70% browns. Now, if you have a 5-gallon bucket and you put 30% greens and 70% browns in that 5-gallon bucket, it's hard to get that the composting process going when it's that small. So my favorite way of doing composting is the pallet composting method, where you get 4 pallets. So you get 4 by 4 by 4 and you fill that up. Now, if you do the math on 4 by 4 by 4, that's 64 cubic feet of material. That's 64 cubic feet of browns and greens. That's a lot. That's why if somebody only has kitchen scraps, I send them to the worm bin. But if you're going to do this, what you do is you get your greens and you get your browns. You start with a layer of maybe 6 or 8 inches of woody mulch at the bottom as the base. And then what I do is I take some of those scraps from the restaurant and I'll put 4 to 6 buckets in there. And then I'll put another 4 to 6 inches of woody mulch on top of that. And then I'll go to the chicken coop and I'll harvest the chicken poop in the, you know, in the chicken sleeping area. And I'll put a 1-inch layer of that on the process, and then I'll add 6 inches of woody mulch on that. So and then I'll let it sit.
The chicken poop is your green, even if it's dried out.
Exactly.
Okay.
Because it's high in nitrogen. So now what I've just done is I've created a 12-inch base for my compost bin. The thing that's going to happen in the next 30 days is that 12 inches is going to go down to about 4 inches. It breaks down that fast. And how it does that is there's microbes that are in there that are eating this stuff in there like mad. They're eating the greens and they're eating the browns. And that creates heat. That's where the thermophilic composting part comes in.
And what kind of heat are we talking about?
160 degrees.
Naturally mixing it together.
Just naturally mixing it together. You can get between 140 and 160 degrees. The nice thing is anything above about 150 degrees is going to kill weed seeds. So if you're collecting dandelions and other desert, you know, things in your yard or Bermuda grass, you're using Bermuda grass in there, those temperatures will kill the seeds.
I like it.
And 160 degrees when cooking chicken is the perfect temperature.
No.
Oh, yes.
But we are not advocating.
No, not at all.
So let me just jump in here real quick.
There's Gary going out to his compost and digging through it to find his chicken.
I'll be right back.
Chicken. Just well, hose it off.
I suppose you could if you wrapped it good enough.
I'll let Gary experiment with that.
Yeah, I'll take care of that.
There you go.
I'll get back to you in a year.
Healthy soil, there's five components of healthy soil. Organic matter is one of the pieces. Compost is organic matter. I have a little website I set up called healthysoilhacked.com with some videos on composting and sheet mulching and, you know, all the things to help you build healthy soil.
And composting is different than mulch. And, you know, we've talked about the difference of those before. We've got broadcast now on mulching and the difference of that. But chipdrop.com, great resource. Arizona Worm Farm, another great resource. Tanks Green Stuff. And, of course, urbanfarm.org. You can find this podcast at rosieonthehouse.com/radio. And today's date, July 24th. And next month, we'll be back with Farmer Greg, one of my favorite backyard fruit trees. You got your pop-up nursery coming soon?
Yep. And lots and lots of education in September and October.
September I understand your seed up will be back in person.
Yep, we're going to do the seed up the first weekend of October.
And so that's right just after our September 25th seed saving podcast. So You'll be educated and able to go pick up a bunch of your own heirloom seeds to get started. Urbanfarm.org. Mr. Peterson, thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me. I always love being here.
Woohoo!